こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ザラやバーシカなどの人気洋服ブランドを展開しているスペイン企業インディテックスは、約6400全店舗でアンゴラウサギの毛を使った商品の販売を中止することを発表しました。在庫としてまだ残っている約2万点、総額1億円相当の商品はレバノンのシリア難民に寄付されます。2013年から動物愛護団体のピータが中国の農場10カ所で動画を入手し、生きたまま毛を引き抜かれ泣き叫ぶウサギの様子を公開し、アンゴラの生産工程の残虐さを訴えてきました。これまでにASOS、H&M、Forever 21、GAP、ユニクロなどの大手ブランドが次々アンゴラの使用を中止しています。
Inditex, the Spanish parent company of clothing brands like Zara and Bershka, has announced that they will no longer sell products made with Angora wool. Inditex operates more than 6,300 stores worldwide. Since 2013, animal rights group PETA has been releasing videos of the cruelty involved in obtaining such furs, petitioning for the ban of products that use them. Inditex has also announced that it will donate 20,000 Angora garments produced prior to the ban, with a retail value of 1 million yen, to the charity Life for Relief and Development, which benefits Syrian refugees in Lebanon. Other brands like ASOS, H&M, Forever 21, Gap, and Uniqlo have already banned Angola fur in their products.
1 million yen じゃなくて100 million yen かな。
Oh, is it?
1 million yen is like 100万円, right?
あ、そっか。
Yeah. Yes, so...
Well, I disagree with that valuation anyways, since people... The demand for this is probably not as high as it would be.
Right. まあ、その元々の値段で計算してるからね。そう、なんかね、これ結構こういうトレンドにもうなっていて、あのピーターのサイトに行くとアンゴラを使ってないお店、うん、あのブランドのリストがこうガーってあるから、気になる人はそこを見て、あの使ってないところでお買い物したらいいと思うけど、あの見たこれ、私ビデオはさすがに見てないんだけど、写真とかすごい、多分去年一昨年くらいからフェイスブックでもよく回ってたけど、あのふわふわアンゴラウサギってなんか普通のウサギよりちょっと毛が長い、なんかふわふわの、
うん、
もっこもこのやつなんだけど、すごい可愛いんだけど、あの3ヶ月ごとに毛を抜かれちゃう、
yeah.
でそれを2年から5年ぐらい繰り返して、それが終わったら逆さまにして、あの喉を切られて死ぬみたいな、もう最悪の。
Did they pull the fur off like...I've seen some videos. I haven't seen the rabbit variety, but I've seen the videos of how they do it with raccoons, and they cut the raccoon in a very particular way so that they can peel. They peel the fur with the skin off the entire animal. I mean, they just like cut it around the legs and stuff.
Yeah,
and it peels all the way off until it like.Peels like off their head.
Oh my
too.
God.
So the animal is still alive, but all of the skin and fur has been removed.
Oh God.
And then you just see like this raccoon with no fur.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
Seems to be.
ウサギもそんな感じだった。なんか真っ赤になってるというか、何皮膚の一番上の丈夫な皮膚のその下があの出ちゃってる状態。
It's like the.Like in medical textbooks, when they show the human body, like the muscles,
むけちゃってる。
It looks exactly like that.
で、なんかアンゴラの生産っていうか、いや生産で 90% が中国なんだって。で、ほとんどは中国の中で消費してるらしいんだけど、あの規制がないんだって中国には。
No, the raccoon was in China too.
いや、そうだからこういう映像を見て、まあこういう。ねまあ、日本なり西洋の国々ではありえないありえないってなってるんだけど、中国ではこれが別に違法じゃないから、うんまあ、堂々とやれるわけなんだよね。というわけであの、まあ、そこに お金を払って買うなんてひどいっていうことでピーターはずっと怒ってたんだけど、怖いよね。あのその別にこっちはなくても困らないじゃん、なくても死なないじゃん、アンゴラの毛皮とかさ。
Yeah.
でなんかさ、そのふわふわの動物を見てさ、あいいねその毛皮ちょうだいって言って本当に取っちゃうってすごくない？人間って怖いよね。だって他の動物でそんなことさされたことないじゃん、人間は。なんか髪綺麗だから頭皮剥がさせてとかさ、なんかそんなことないじゃん。とかあ人間のなんか目ん玉キラキラしてるからちょうだいとかさ言われないじゃん。
Well, there's things that are kind of like that. The、shrunken heads or the scalping by Native Americans or...But
well,
it's different. It's yeah, like a trophy thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's kind of fashion too, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, they're both fucked up for sure.
Yeah. そうだね。どっちにしろね。そう、なんか怖いよね。あの、ピーターもさ、すごい大きい団体だからさ、すごいちゃんとしてる人と、まあちょっとクレイジーな、ね、人たちといるじゃん。ただまあサイトはちゃんとしてるし分かりやすいから、あの興味ある人は見てみると一応そういうリストとかはすぐに手に入る、
You know, this trend of organizations publishing、information like this about companies、I think it's really changing things. It's really、this should be done for everything、
yeah.
for you know, pollution and human、yeah. rights and、
ね、
you know, I don't know if、this Inditex has likeThey have like the child labor and sweatshops and
right.
I mean the clothing, the fashion industry in general has a lot of problems with stuff like that.
Yeah, そうね。なんかヒューマンライツウォッチみたいなところがそういうのを見てるよね。
Environmentally destructive as well.
Yeah, そう、なんかやっぱり消費者も簡単に参加できるというか、別にそんなデモに参加したりとかさ、そんな何別に家を出なくても、あのこういうリストを見て。あのじゃあ、ね、こういうのやってない企業のところからお買い物しようかなっていうだけでもあの、うん、助けになる。あの動物実験とかもそうだし、化粧品とかあのシャンプーとかそういうのも簡単に調べられるし、まあ、日本語だとちょっと情報が少ないから英語で見ないといけないかもしれないけど、結構なんかいいよ。どの企業がちゃんと考えてて、どの企業が何にも気にしてないかっていう、
うん、Do youDid you ever have like a rabbit's foot?
No. Oh my god. So, それマジ不思議でしょうがないんだけど、多分日本はさないよねそれ。
I think they used to though.
Really? あのあれでしょ、ウサギの足を持ってると幸運が訪れるみたいな迷信のやつでしょ。
Yeah.
それ意味わかんないんだけど、なんでウサギの足とか全然持ち歩きたくないんですけど。
It's like they put it on like a keychain. Like you just have it on a keychain.
何それ。
Like,You get to your house and you take your keys out and there's a rabbit's foot dangling on it.
Oh God, おぞましすぎるよ。
But I had one of those when I was a kid. I got one of those.
どこで買ったの?
I don't remember where I got it or how I got it, but...
てかさ、どういう状態になってんの? 剥製みたいになってんの?
It's just a rabbit's foot, like a fuzzy little foot. Just a kawaii、okay. foot.On a keychain kind of thing.
That's like so bad. なんかさ、なんかさっきの毛皮ちょうだいよりさらに怖くない?
Give me your feet.
Yeah. Give me your foot. I want to carry it around.
What the moral issue? I mean, not everyone agrees that this is immoral. Not everyone agrees. And we're talking about animal cruelty, right? Well,people argue that there are ways to kill animals that aren't considered cruel, right? And so, right. if they killed these rabbits in a humane way with an injection or the weird electrical right. shock thing first, right. and then slit the neck and then took the fur, like is that what we want, or do we just not want fur, or
yeah,
you know, like what?
So, それがやっぱり人によって全然違うから、その線引きが、yeah. 何がダメで何ならまあしょうがないっていう風にするのかっていう。だからそれをよくピーターとか自体も突っ込まれてる。なんかここはすごい怒るのにこっちはなんで怒らないんだみたいな。Mm. まあそれはでもある程度今の段階では仕方ないよね。その本当に 一人ずつ考えが、だってこの中国でさ、これをむしってる人は別にいいと思ってるからやってるわけじゃん、もちろん。
Yeah.
だから。
And the weird thing is that people that are around these animals a lot, people that are in nature a lot, have, they aren't the ones that have a problem with stuff like this. Like farmers, for example, farmers are ruthless with animals. And,
right.
You know, it's people that are generally people that are very distant from the issue that have the biggest problem with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, それかまあ、それかあれじゃない、その利害関係がない場合が一番言いやすいっていうのはあるよね、もちろん。自分のビジネスに何も関わってない人はやっぱりひどいじゃないかって言いやすい。し、今ひどいじゃないと思う。
Yeah.
うん。っていうのがあると思うけどね。
そう
でもね、そう怖い、やっぱりこういう。
Do you think there's a moral way to do this? Or...You're not even interested.
To steal fur.
steal.
あのだから羊みたいにさ、こう毛刈り、でしかもさ、あのあれじゃん、日本の企業が考え出してさ、つるってなんか毛が何痛みがなく、あの毛が切れる、なんかストッキングみたいなのをさ、羊に履かせてさ、つるって毛が取れるやつ見たことあるでしょ、ビデオ。
No.
What? That's like the funniest thing ever.あの毛を刈るとすごい時間もかかっちゃうし、羊にストレスがかかるじゃん、だからその代わりになんかね、なんか、
Stalking.
あのみかんが入ってる網あるじゃん、ああいうやつをなんか羊にかぶせとくのね、でそこから毛が生えてくると、それをつるって剥くと、なんか痛みもなしに一瞬で毛が取れるっていうなんか技術があるの。
Is it orange?
I don't think it's orange、okay. I don't know but I don't know why I thought of みかん but yeahそう、 なんかそういう、なんていうの、別に痛くないんだったら、痛くないんだったら、まあ、取ってもいいのかな、わかんない、それもなんか微妙だけど、これはさすがに、この、なんていうの、もう、麻酔もなしにさ、毛を引き抜くとか、あと、まあ、鶏肉とかもそうだけどね、その、くちばしを切っちゃうとかさ。
What about, フォアグラ?
あ、フォアグラね、もうやめた方がいいよね。あれはちょっと、
I just watched a video of that a couple days ago, actually.
It's crazy, right?
And there's like these...
無理やりさ、喉に食べ物を突っ込んで。
The ducks are huge ducks.
Yeah.
They look like ostriches.
Yeah.
They're not that big, but they're pretty big ducks. And, yeah. and this guy is like grabbing this duck by the neck and like dragging him over and then like points his head upwards.And shoves this metal pipe into the duck's throat,
yeah.
and it just like injects a bunch of food grain yeah. into the duck's stomach.
Yeah,
and they just force feed these ducks,
so.
So that they get a really fat liver.
なんかさ、こういうの、まあ普段はすごいストレスになるから別にこんなのさ、ディグして一生懸命探さないけど、ちゃんと見ていくとさ、そのあまりにも人間が動物にひどいことしすぎて、世界各地でなんかさ、犬に噛まれてニュースになるとかが結構意味不明に思えてくる、なんかわかる、yeah. It's like, it's so not a big deal. It is to that person, but as
but,
a society.
You know, one thing I kind of have to think of, you know, I think we should consider is the fact that animals are extremely cruel to each other. And、
right.
We're animals too.
Right.
And it wasn't that long ago that we were getting killed by animals and animals, you know, we would kill animals in whatever way that we could.
Right.
It's only because we have come so far with our technological superiority
right, right.
that we can make these considerations.
Yeah.
It's interesting that we kind of are imposing these restrictions on ourselves
right.
for the sake of the...feelings of animals. Isn't
right.
that like a weird thing for a species to do? Like if you looked at monkeys, you know, a million years ago, you wouldn't think like, oh, they're gonna evolve and then be nice to animals.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, なんかその戦争の話とかもいつもそうだけど、結構うちらもすごい何未来人みたいな、なんかシビルですごい動物とかも大事にしますみたいな風にしてる、
yeah.
でもなんかずっとこうでしたみたいな顔してるけど、確かにすごい最近のことじゃんこれって、
yeah.
でもだからこそなんかこれを進めるために あの例えばこのアンゴラの毛を売ってるところをすごく責めるんじゃなくて売ってない方をものすごく褒めるみたいな、なんていうの、ポジティブな方に、なんかさ、日本のトイレもそうじゃん、なんか汚さないでくださいって書くとすごい汚れちゃうんだって、でもいつも綺麗に使ってくれてありがとうございますって書くと綺麗なままなんだって
What is this example?
でもすごいそれ分かりやすい例えだと思う、すごい何心理的に、なんだろう、汚くするなとか言って怒られるとそうなんか何と思うけど、いつも綺麗に使ってくれてありがとうって言われたら、あ、みんな綺麗にしてるから自分も綺麗にしようって思うじゃん、だからそんな感じで、あの、
yeah,
もうちょっとこれが広がっていくと、
Don't you wonder if we're sort of、projecting our own values on these animals, or if we're like humanizing、we're anthropomorphizing animals, so、yeah. we look for animals where we can kind of like animals that we can relate to, we feel、mm. for the most, so dolphins we know they're really smart and they yeah, have yeah. like social that, behaviors, but yeah, then animals where we don't relate, like centipedes, we're like fuck centipedes, I'll stomp it like right now、
yeah.
you know, like, butIs life life? Does life have that inherent value? Or does life only have value when we can、recognize ourselves in it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just think it's just ego. The whole thing is human ego. So, you know.
But does,、まあ、does that make sense?
これもウサギのためっていうよりかは人間のエゴじゃん。なんかこれがひどいって思うのもはエゴじゃん。
Yeah.
だからなんかこれがひどいって思ってやめさせたいからやめさせるっていう、それも囲碁だけど、その結果、まあ、それでみんなが爽やかな気持ちになるんだったらいいっていうことでしょ。
So I'm just wondering if are we actually just doing this for ourselves?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, だからピーターもさ、選ぶときにショッキングな画像とか、だからセンティピーとかカクローチの話よりもやっぱりウサギの方が話題になるし、何実際に何か進めるにあたってはその方が動きやすいからこういうのを選ぶわけじゃん、なんかこんなふわふわのウサギなんてもちろんみんなさ、いやかわいそうって思うに決まってるから、だからそういうところから潰してる、いやいやいや、ふわふわ、
キュートアニマルス、
ふわふわ、
very、
だからそれはそれでエゴだけど、まあそれは別にそれでいいと思う。
No one cares about pigs, even though pigs are really intelligent.
That's not true. They have a lot of pet, like mini pigs in Japan. And they're like really smart and cute.
Yeah, but if I walk into the supermarket, you know, we don't even care about the treatment of pigs.
Ah,
pigs,
right.
You know, they're treated.
In that matter, like, yeah, we don't care about any animals.
Yeah.
Right now,
unfortunately. What about octopi? They're really smart too.
そうね、まあ何でもそうだよね、だからウサギとかもそうだし、美味しいよね、
so good.
そう、
but they're supposed to be really smart,
yeah,
you know, but we have no ethical considerations for octopi at all, even though they're way smarter than rabbits.
だってウサギにも
You can just,
それがないとこがある、
you can harpoon an octopus and chop its limbs off and you can eat it while it's still moving, no one caresBut if,、
yeah.
if octopi were like fluffy and cute.
Yeah. So.
So. I don't know. I just had. It's like a weird. I can't make、
so、
up my mind on this、
like、
stuff. It's just weird.
Basically, for animals to be fluffy, that's their evolutionary advantage in this world.
Now、
right、
it
now,
is. Yeah.
Because of us.
Yeah.
You know, because of humans.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.そうよかだからフラフワフワだから猫とか犬とかね。
That means all animals are gradually going to become fluffier over time.
Maybe.
Because the least fluffy ones are the most
yeah,
subjected to our.
Yeah, they're just going to be gone.
Yeah.
まあでも象とかね、可愛いけどね、ふわふわじゃないけど。
The fluffy octopus is coming.
そうだからふわふわの動物は本当に有利だよね。あの、進化的な意味で。
I have a bigger problem withwastefulness than cruelty. I don't like wastefulness. I think it's way worse than cruelty. Like, PETA really focuses on cruelty and kind of just the shock factor.
But they have to.
I think there should be a greater emphasis on the wastefulness. You know, that they're not even using the rest of these animals.
Right, right.
But that's, I think that's what really matters, you know. It's just...
そうね。
To, if you really, you know...Using all of an animal, using all of, not wasting it is、
yeah.
is what will help preserve the environment more than anything else.
そうね。なんかレザーとかもね、こうだから 食べるために牛を殺してその皮を捨てないでじゃあ使いましょうとかじゃあこの臓器をこうしましょうとか、
yeah.
骨はどうするとかさ
Yeah, they make like Elmer's glue out of the toenails
Yeah, あとなんか私あれを買ってんのなんかバッファローの骨でできてる写真立て、huh. なんかインドの工芸品みたいなのらしいんだけどその保護地区とかで自然に死んだバッファローとかをあのなんか政府が集めてるでそこからなんか骨をもらってるのか買ってるのか分かんないけどであの写真立てを作ってるアーティストとかいて So I've been buying those, it's really nice But,
Buffalo bone?
Yeah, buffalo bones It's pretty, it looks pretty nice They paint it and it looks really like homemade
How many buffalo are there right now? They're not endangered anymore, are they?
I don't think so
Because at one point buffalo were very close to going extinct, I believe
Oh.I don't know.
If they're endangered, then probably shouldn't be buying.
But they're all bones, already but. Dead. Like, they collect bones from dead buffaloes.
You know, this applies to wood, too. They use, like, what do they call it? Not driftwood, like salvaged wood. What do they call it?
流木みたいなやつ
When they use wood that is, like, naturally, the tree died.
流木みたいな。なんか、ビーチとかに落ちてるやつとかでしょ
Yeah.
もう別に取ってもいいみたいなやつ。
So for, like, certain cars, the interior wood will just be made entirely from that recovered dead wood. Like, stuff like that makes way more sense.
しかもね、そういう方がイケてる見た目だったりするんだよね。私もあの、アートのフレームうん、をなんかハワイの廃材を使ってあの一人でやってるおじさんがいるのねなんか一人でそれを作って手でペイントしてあの売ってるおじさんがいて、まあ、安くないんだけどその人一人しかいないし
There's value in that I think people you know that's one way that people can sort of I guess vote with their money you know to make that sort of
そうなのだからそうその人からそう商品を買うっていうことはそのコンセプト自体をそうサポートしていることになるからだからさっきのあのザラとかもそうだけどそういうところでお金を使うことによって、yeah. その企業が今後サバイブすることに貢献できるっていうあのだいたいすごいまあさ変な言い方だけど企業も犠牲を払わなくちゃいけないわけじゃん例えばそのアニマルテスティングをしないってなったらそれの代替の技術をどうにかして確保しなくちゃいけないからそこにお金がかかるとかね、
うん、
だからそれスイッチしてもらうためにはやっぱりサポートしなくちゃいけないからそういうなんか本当企業のリストとか見るのはあのパタゴニアとかもねあのダウンもすごい問題になるじゃんこう無理やり羽を引き抜いてるとかであのパタゴニアとかはもうずっとあのそういうひどい方法では取ってませんみたいなの言ってるけど
What's the difference?
わかんない。だから落ちてるやつ拾うってことかな。わかんない。
What?
I don't know. But at least they say that they're not plucking feathers.
Huh.
So.
Maybe, but it's duck feathers, yeah?
Mm.
It's the same feathers from the foie gras, foie gras, how do you say that?
Foie gras?
Yeah.
Foie gras は goose じゃないの? Oh, that's duck? あれ?
It's duck.
Duck is ahiru, right?フォアグラはダチョウじゃない?
No, アヒル is the, like, アフラックの
Yeah, that's,
like, cute duck.
That's duck. And ダチョウ is also duck in English?
フォアグラ, or however you say it, is, like, this brown duck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't we call it ダチョウ in Japanese?
I don't know. Huh. They call it duck, too. So many...
ペキンダックとか。
Yeah. You have, like, so many words for duck.
Yeah.Yeah, so weird. Okay. 次、東京都渋谷区は今日同性カップルが結婚に相当する関係を築いている場合それを認めて証明書を発行する条例案を発表しました条例案は3月に定例区議会に提出され可決されれば全国初の制度として4月1日に施行されます対象は区内に住む20歳以上の同性カップルで双方が互いの後見人となる契約を交わしていることなどが条件です同性カップルがアパートの入居や病院での面会を家族や配偶者でないという理由で断られるケースがあるため渋谷区は不動産業者や病院などの機関に証明書を持つカップルを夫婦と同等に扱うよう求める方針です
Tokyo's Shibuya Ward announced today that they are going to begin issuing legally non-binding certificates intended to limit discrimination experienced by same-sex couples by encouraging institutions such as hospitals and real estate agents to treat them as if they were married. If the Shibuya Ward Assembly approves the statute, gay couples should be able to apply for the certificate beginning April 1st. To apply for the certificate, couples will have to be at least 20 years old and complete a contract designating each other as the significant other.
素晴らしいよね。あの、世田谷区も検討中らしいです。ちなみに。そう、渋谷 and 世田谷。そう、なんかあの、まあ、条例だから法的効力があるわけではないんだけれども、
yeah.
まあその病院とか不動産屋さんにもうちょっとこうアウェアネスを高めるみたいな意味で。あと多分普通の人でその同性の結婚ができないことによるデメリット、具体的なデメリットがよく分かってない人が多分いっぱいいると思うんだよね。だからまあそれをこれでは全部を解決するにはもうまだまだ全然ほど遠いんだけれども、まあちょっとだけマシになるかな。
The issues with yeah, that's weird. Like hospitals having an issue with that, or even real estate having an issue.
そう、なんかまあ、病院だとその本当に大変な状態に陥った時に家族にしかあの個人情報保護法みたいな多分、うん、で家族にしか容体を伝えちゃいけないとか家族しか面会させちゃいけないっていうのがあるんだよね。だからあのそう同性愛で一緒に何年とか付き合って何十年とか一緒にいても結局その場で何も教えてもらえないし、例えばどっちかが、ね、死にかかってたりしても会うことすらできないとかそういうことになっちゃうから、まあ、これがあるとそういうことは防げるかな。
Should just let him get married.
ね、本当。
Silliness.
そうだよ。だから本当はね、国の政府が普通に同性婚を認める方に持っていってくれれば、区の方でこんな条例とかやんなくていいわけなんだけど、
yeah.
まあそれが何も進んでないから、こうやって区がね、自治体が頑張るしかないっていう。だからこの頑張りは、mm. あの素晴らしいと思う。あのただこれだけだとやっぱり他にもいろいろ問題があって、その何多分これってあのフランスのパックスのもう全然超しょぼいバージョンだと思うんだけど、
yeah.
あの例えば同性婚だから日本はできないからどうなるか。
What's behind that? I don't know
why this happened. This was totally out of nowhere.
Well, not that. I mean, what? Why can't what'sWhy isn't there any progress with gay marriage? It's not like... I mean, this is a fairly secular country. I mean, the obstacles in the U.S., for example, or most Western countries is religion. That's been the major obstacle.
Yeah, 日本は多分 obstacle... Well, そもそもさ、アメリカと違うのは、まあ、だから逆にその religion があんまり強くないから通しやすいんじゃないかと思いきや、国民の半分以上が50代60代以上なわけじゃん、
yeah.
でなんか多分そのすごい同性婚を合法化してくれって声高に言ってる人たちは若い人が多いわけじゃん。だからその政府的に別にこれを合法化することによって得られるメリットっていうのがそのあんまりないと思ってるんじゃない、わかんないけど、何有権者がな、そんなに有権者というか実際ボートに行ってるおじいちゃんおばあちゃんたちが興味ないから。
Even so, I don't even understand why old people care if they're not religious.
ね、
Cause、
まあよく日本で言われるのはその同性婚反対とか言ってる人の理由はなんか少子化だって言ってるのになんたらとか、でもそれは全く関係ないじゃんそのゲイの人たちはさ、うん、そもそも結婚しようがしまいが何男同士とか、まあ、女性同士とか養子とかを抜けば別にとか、男女でもさ結婚して子供いらない人もいるし。
I think the whole marriage institution itself is a little bit silly in the first place. To have government regulate the relationship between two people at all seems very
right. I think it was it is out of convenience to some extent, but once it turns inconvenient forfor anyone,
no, it seems like it is an inconvenience.
そう、なんかそのそもそもルームシェアがダメっていうアパートが結構あるから、 女性同士男性同士とかだとルームシェアとみなされてそもそも住めませんって言われることもあるし、一番最悪なのはその一緒に住んでるカップルのうち、例えば一人の名義で家を買ったり借りたりしてるとして、その人が死んじゃった時にもう一人はその家を追い出されちゃうわけよ。何十年そこに住んでたとしても、もうその権利がないっていうことで、いきなり明日から住む場所がないとか。
I hate how apartment rental works here. Yeah. It's crazy.
あとそのどっちかが死んじゃった時に帰引き会社の休みとかそういうのも全くもらえないとか、何そういう目に遭ってる人が実際に今いるわけで、なんかその反対反対とかっていうことじゃないよね。なんか反対してる人って何、なんか自分はやんなくていいじゃん反対なら。
Yeah.
You know, like, don't have same-sex marriage if you don't want it. But,
yeah.
なんか why do you care so much to be against it? って感じ。
I just don't understand it at all, especially if there's no religious basis for it. I just don't understand.
ね。てかね、でも日本はなんかその議論にも至ってない。例えばフランスだと意外と保守的な人が多かったから、その同性婚は OK だけども、その同性カップルが子供を養子として迎えることについて反対という人がすごく多かったんだよね。だからある意味議論はそこまでは進んでる、せめて、
yeah.
日本はさ、なんかその養子の話とかまでも言ってないじゃん全然。
People like to speculate what some policy will do to society in Japan. They always talk about, oh, if we like change this law, then it's going to have this effect on society. Like, they don't think about the issue itself, but rather what they want society to be like. And that is like really flawed logic to me.
Yeah.
Like, why are so you're going to oppress some people in order to preserve what you imagine society should be? Like, that's just fucking dumb.
面白いのは、今日ニュース見てたら120年ぶりに民法を大幅に改正しますって言ってたのね。だから120年民法を変えてなかったわけだから、なんていうの、みんながそれに慣れてる、そのすごく古い法律でいろいろ問題があるんだけどどうにもならない、それがしょうがないっていう状態にもうずっと慣れちゃってきてるから、なんか変えるのがすごく怖いっていうのもあるかもしれないけど、でも私の印象ではなんかそもそも議論にもなってない。だから日本全体の世論を聞いてみたらどんな感じになってるのかも、正直私は東京にいるからさ、なんていうの、東京しか見えてない、東京っつってもしかもこの辺とか新宿とかさ入ってるからさあれだけど、その地方とか行ったらもしかしたら全然違う、反対みたいな人の方が多いのかもしれない。
You know, I think a lot of it is just it's sort of this collectivist hive-minded mentality in Japan. It's not centered around the individual.
Right, right.
Whereas in Western society, the individual is always the emphasis.
Right.
And I think that's inherently flawed thinking because everyone is an individual, and if you are put in that individual's position, you will understand how unfair it is.
Right. そう、だからそう、今回の渋谷区と、まあ、世田谷区がこれはもう本当に何、同性婚まではまだまだ多分長い道のりなんだけど、そのファーストステップとして、まあ、何もないよりはいいじゃんっていう意味では、
yeah.
まあこれは頑張ったなと思うけど、いつも言っていいけどさ、
すごいじゃん。
まあね、でも自治体にできることって言ったらこれぐらいなんじゃない、さすがに。この上の政府が何もしてくれないんだったらもうこっちでどうにかするしかないみたいなことだと思うけど、だからなんかいつも言っていいけどさ、自治体を見て住むとこを決めるようになればみんなが、なんか私はじゃあ港区の方針が好きだから港区に住んで港区に税金を納めようみたいなさ、そういう風になっていくとこう区議会とかももうちょっと盛り上がってきてさ、頑張るじゃん区も、だからそういう風になるといいよね。だから例えば同性の人カップルとかでさ、あ、じゃあこれがあるから渋谷か世田谷に住もうかなとかさ、なると区の税収も上がるし、ね、さっさとなんかね、同性婚権しちゃえばいいのにね、本当。そしたら結婚式、ね、とかもあるし、離婚の弁護士代とかもあるし、もう経済的にさかなり、
yeah, but that's not the way they should be thinking about it either. You know, it just really comes down to individual rights.
At all. And yeah, like individual rights っていう言葉自体も 全然語られないわけじゃん、日本で。だからもうそうやって成功法で行くよりは、何それ、やっぱお金とかこれだけ経済効果がありますよとかっていう風に言っていかないと、多分政府は動いてくれないと思う。
I guess so. I don't like those arguments.
あと、そのだから要はこれがただのロマンチックなことっていうことじゃないっていうことをみんなが理解するっていうこと。だそのただ結婚したい、なんかドレス着たいとかっていう、ただそんなためのことじゃなくて、本当にこうやってあのパートナーが死んじゃうときに何も家を追い出される人がいるとか、そういう実害があるっていうことを、あの多くの人が分かってるっていうのが大事だと思うけど。
Isn't it amazing how stupid so many government policies are?
Yeah, it's just so behind.
It's just hilarious.
しかも政府なんてさ、そのすごく頭のいい人たちが集まってるはずじゃん。何、学歴とかもすごい。
I've never thought that, ever.
そうでしょ？
It's the opposite. It's a collection of morons.
なんでこんなことになっちゃったの？ね、なんかその国中のさ精鋭みたいな頭いい人たちを集めて政府になってるのが理想であるべきで、みんななんていうの、アドバンスティンキングというかさ、オープンマインドで進んだ考えを持ってる人が政府にいるっていうのがまあ理想だと思うんだけど、
They should be leading these things. It shouldn't, but it's always, you know, the public has to like really force something to happen, you know?
そう、逆なんだよ。
It's like we're not, people aren't paying tax money for them to make decisions. People are paying tax money for them to be represented, you know, and to protect individual rights and things like this. That's part of the government's role, but it's doing the opposite.
なんか民主主義だからさ、こう政府と人々が対立するべきじゃないじゃん、普通に、同じページにいるべきなんだけど、まあなかなかそういかないね。
Politicians should be sitting around going through the scientific journals and understanding, you know, the reality of what policy should be based on, and not justThis just digging their claws in anti-progress thinking that just seems to be the norm in government.
ね。
Just.
まあだから渋谷と世田谷から例えば他の区とかにもさ、こう広がっていったりとかすると、とかまあ他の東京以外のところとかでもちょっと考え始めてくれるところが出てきたりすると、まあ上の政府をちょっとスティミュレートすることができるのかな。
Do you think marriage will always be around?I feel like it's going to go away within like 100 years, 200 years.
I don't know.
Such a strange concept to me.
まあだから今はあれじゃん、基本的にあのメリット、具体的なメリットが生まれるじゃん。税制の優遇とかさ、相続できるとか、さっきみたいにこう一人が死んでも片っぽが家を追い出されないとかさ、そういう具体的なメリットがあるうちはまあみんな結婚する人もいるんじゃ、あでもあのフランスとかさ、あの同性じゃなくて異性間でもパックス選んでる人がすごく多いんだよね。もうやっぱりあのパックスってあれなんだよね、離婚っていうか別れる時がすごい簡単で、あの裁判所とかに行く必要がないみたいな、だからそっちの方がお手軽だから、だからそういう可能性あるかもね。あの全くなくなるっていうよりかはちょっと範囲が変わるというかさ、中身がちょっと変わる。だからパックスとかすごいなんか羨ましいけど、私は
kind of becoming more ambiguous, more flexible.
Yeah, flexible.
And I think over time as it sort of dilutes that way, it may, because it's just kind of weird to have this sort of this bureaucratic, I mean, just all these, you know, just government regulating of people's relationships and having to sign stuff and setting a precedent for like weird legal situations and custody and I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
まあでも I think a lot of them were made for, もともとは convenience, like custody とかもそうだけどさ。You know, so that the child will be in hands of someone at least, みたいな。You know, so, まあ悪いことだらけでは全然ないと思うんだけどね。もう結婚するし、私も。
I know.
次、NASA が2040年頃に宇宙に潜水艦を送る計画を立てています。潜水艦。潜水艦は土星の月であるタイタンに送られ、クラーケン海と名付けられた液体炭化水素の海の中を探索する予定です。 タイタンには熱い大気が存在し、主成分は窒素とメタンです。表面気圧は地球の 1.5 倍で、気温はマイナス179度です。潜水艦は重さ1トンで、90日間のミッション中、毎秒1メートルの速度でクラーケン海の 2000km を進みます。地球から12億キロメートル離れているため、ミッションはほとんどが自動で行われます。
At the recent 2015 NASA Institute for Advanced Concepts Symposium, NASA scientists proposed a possible mission to Saturn's largest moon, Titan, which includes the use of a submarine. The NASA submarine would be used to explore Kraken Mare, one of Titan's three major polar liquid hydrocarbon oceans.Titan is the only moon in the solar system with a proper atmosphere, one composed largely of nitrogen and methane, at a pressure 1.5 times greater than Earth. This is despite Titan's relatively low gravity, which is only 0.14 Gs. It also has a surface temperature of minus 179 degrees Celsius, which may provide unique challenges for the craft. According to the plans, the submarine will weigh approximately 1 ton and be designed to carry out a 90-day, 2,000-kilometer mission.Across the Kraken Mare Sea at a pace of 1 meter per second. Because Titan is 1.2 billion kilometers away, the mission will have to be highly automated.
宇宙にさ、潜水艦をさ、送る時が来ると思ったことあった？まあ、マイケルはあったかもしれないけど。
The Japanese, what is it? What is that?
宇宙戦艦ヤマト。
それ。
あれは、あれ、見たことある？あれ。
I long time ago, I think.
あれってさ、でも、
but it's not a submarine.
そうだよね。
Yeah,
戦艦なだけだよね。
Mm.
潜水はしん、別に宇宙をあれで浮いてんだもんね。
Yeah.
すごくない？てかさ、すごくない？超びっくりした。
Yeah, yeah. Actually, they were supposed to launch a mission in January last month to one of the oceans of Titan.
Oh.
Yeah.
But not submarine.
Not a submarine.
Oh,
they were just going to drop something into the ocean.
Oh, okay.
And it would take measurements and kind of float around.
Mm.
But that project was canceled because funding for a very particular type of engine was or a generator was canceled. So in order for this mission to work, they have to develop a new type of generator called a radiothermal Stirling generator.
Right.
Which operates, it uses plutonium-238.
あれでしょ、なんかすごい冷たい、寒いからめちゃくちゃタイタンが。あの、凍っちゃうんでしょ、普通のだと。
Mm.
だから凍らないように。
Yeah, also to propel it、
mm.
as well. But yeah, they were developing that generator, but it ended up costing like,I forget. It was like it ended up costing like hundreds of millions of dollars more than they planned.
Okay.
So because NASA's funding is not that large right now, they had to cancel the project,
okay.
Which is a shame because there may be life on Titan.
そうなんだよね。大気がすごい熱いからなんとなくこう地球っぽいみたいな風にずっと言われてるもんね。もちろんあの空気の中身とかは全然違うけど。なんか他の何星に比べると大気がすごい熱いから。
But it would have to be a completely different type of life, something called methanogenic life forms.
Okay.
So it would be a very different kind of life than life on Earth.
Right.
What
if they find like something super huge?
Actually, there's evidence. Let me see. So, yeah, so they found evidence for life on Titan. Mm. It's kind of weak evidence.
Okay.
But in 2010, it was found by Johns Hopkins University.
Okay.
And there was a greater abundance of hydrogen in the upper atmosphere of Titan compared to the lower atmosphere.
Okay.
And this is like...This means that they think that there's this something called the something that they call downward diffusion,
which means
and disappearance of hydrogen on the surface. But basically, it means that Like, there were predictions that if life existed on Titan, that it would have this impact on the atmosphere. Because of the way that the methanogenic life would breathe.
Okay.
It would affect the atmosphere in
a particular
way.
So wait, they would know how they're breathing? Like,
yes. Like, biologists have theorized that this kind of life is possible.
Okay.
And using those theories, where organisms reduce acetylene to methane, they were able to make predictions on what that would do to the atmosphere of Titan.
Right.
This is like really technical
right.
stuff, but the observations of Titan's atmosphere matched those predictions.
Okay.
So it means that there may be that kind of life on Titan.
なんか言われてるもんね。その生命があるとかさ、その四季があるとか、雨が降ったりとか、まあそういう意味で多分地球っぽいみたいな風に言われてるんだろうけど。どうする潜水艦潜って超でかい生き物いたら Oh my god. That would be so fun.
In the ocean?
Yeah.
Well, we may just drop off this submarine and then it gets eaten.
一瞬で終わり。
Yeah. But they would have to, because of the atmosphere, they would have to use like an airplane type thing to deliver the submarine to the ocean.
Right.
But yeah, they've sent a few satellites out there and they've looked at Titan pretty closely.
ね、あの写真とかもあるもんね。
Yeah.
地表とかの。
Crazy looking pictures.
写真もあるし。
There's actually a methane lake on Titan called Towada Lake.
Okay. Towada?
Towada Ko.
Towada Ko? あ、日本語ってこと?
Yeah.
日本人がつけた名前ってこと?
It's named after a lake between Aomori ken and Akita.
あ、実際にあるってこと? Towada Ko っていうのが?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. So they name the lakes in these places after real lakes.
Ah, okay.
So one of them was named after a lake in Japan.
Towada Ko.
Yeah.
面白いね。タイタンのトワ。ト、トワダコ。Okay. これ、地球からタイタンまでどんぐらいかかるの?行くの?
It depends how fast you go.
Do you know how long they're planning to
take? It would take a long time. More than a year. Years?I don't know. Like I don't know what kind of craft it would be. Like you have to have
right.
an airplane. You have to have a submarine.
Yeah.
Like this is a lot of stuff to send.
Nah.
Did they say when they're planning to do this?
No. This is more like a concept.
Well, they were planning to launch the little floating robot last month.
Right.
So.I mean, this is a little bit... I mean, this is a bit more difficult than that, but...
a bit more.
a bit more difficult, but... I mean, they're both really difficult, if you
right,
think about it.
Right, of course.
But
of course.
We landed that thing. The ESA landed that thing on a comet, so...
どんどん進んでるよね、本当に。毎日毎日。すごいよね。NASA。NASA のみんな。
Well, I mean, that was ESA...
Oh, right.
The comet one.
Ah, so that.
But yeah. You know, Japan should really invest more in space. It's silly.
JAXA.
It's so silly that JAXA has like no money.
Cause, yeah.
I mean, the funding of NASA is, you can argue that the only reason why the United States became such a huge, powerful country is because of NASA. You know, the space, everyone that, all those scientists that worked for NASA...When NASA was downsized after the space war,
yeah.
those scientists all went and worked for all these different companies, which became huge and had huge innovations. It was the effect on America's economy that NASA has had is enormous.
なんかさ、宇宙戦艦ヤマトもそうだしさ、ウルトラマンとかも宇宙人じゃん。なんか日本人さ、宇宙好きじゃん。
yeah.
ね、なんかそれにしては。って感じだよね。
Like the time,
あと、like、宇宙飛行士もさ、日本人すごいいるじゃん。
Right now is the time. Like forget this Abenomics like currency manipulation bullshit. If you wanna help the economy, you need industry, and that should be like the effect that it would have on the Japanese economy if they really started to take space seriously. Just you know cooperate with the United States and get more involved. I mean they've done. They've sent little things up there, but what was it like the? They sent some cute little robot to hang out on the International Space. Like that's not enough, like you know.
Ruby,
Kirobo.
Kirobo.
I don't know. I forget.
なんか二ついない？わかんない。I
don't know. But yeah. Enough cute shit. It's time to like. It's time to like get serious and.
次も宇宙の話だよ。
Next. Scientists at SETI are planning to send messages from Earth to hundreds of star systems in an attempt to make our presence known to alien life. The messages will be sent using radio telescopes and reach star systems that exist within a 20 light year radius. The scientists are still debating what the message should contain. However, Stephen Hawking, one of the world's most respected scientists, believes that making our presence known to alien life could backfire. He likens the scenario to Columbus arriving in America, which didn't turn out well for the Native Americans. The project will be discussed at the American Association of Advancing Science next week.
SETI は宇宙に存在する何百もの恒星系に向けて地球に生命が存在することを知らせるメッセージを送る計画を立てています。メッセージは電波望遠鏡から送信し、地球から20光年の範囲内にある恒星系に届けます。メッセージの内容は現在協議中です。世界で著名な科学者として知られるスティーブン・ホーキング博士は、他の生命体に対し人類の存在を知らせることは、コロンブスがアメリカ大陸を発見した時と同様の結果を生む可能性があると指摘し、懸念を示しています。来週開かれるアメリカ科学振興協会でさらなる議論が持たれる予定です。Stop! No!
What do you think?
No, 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 no.
Bad idea?
Bad idea. Well, to me...
Let's discuss two things. What is the best case scenario and what is the worst case scenario? Let's start with worst case.
Yeah, そっちの方が簡単だよ。Worst case はもう何でも考えられるでしょう。なんか、だって、てか worst case っていうかさ、その consequence が全く分からない時点でもう怖いじゃん。わかる、yeah. なんか謎すぎ謎なんかコンセクエンスが謎なのに人類全部に影響がある可能性がある。
Yeah.
セティだけじゃなくて。
More than that, I mean the whole planet.
そうだから。
The whole solar system.
そうだからこのセティの何人かの科学者がやったことによってこの惑星すべてが何リスクに侵されるとか嫌じゃん。
Mm.
だからそれが一番の。
What's the best case scenario?
Best case scenario? なんかすごい技術的に発展、もちろん技術的に発展してこちらにコミュニケーションが図れるような何か生命体がいて協力してどうにか
うまくやっていく。Really? I don't like that scenario.
I like that.
To me, the best case scenario is that there's a conversation. And so we just talk and send information back and forth.And they'd yeah. never come here. I think that's the best case scenario. Because
if they come here,
if they come here, like I'm okay with us receiving information from aliens.
Yeah.
But if they came here and let's say they give us their crazy technology or something, like that's lame. Like we should figure stuff out on our own, you know? I want people to, like we should figure this out on our own, I think.Because if aliens just showed up and they just give us a warp drive or whatever, then it's like...
But I mean, they could... What if they can give us some technology to, I don't know, like, undo all the damages that we've done to the planet? You know, like, do we say, no, we want to solve this on our own? No, right? 頑固じいちゃんじゃん、そしたら。
But we have the technology already to solve the environmental problems on this planet.
Right. Well, yeah.
We do. We absolutely
well,
do.
Well, but no one wants to use it.
Some people do.
Or
I do.
Well, not... Yeah, but that's minority, unfortunately. So, you know, if they have something that...helps then
it's so easy just stop subsidizing fossil fuels and put externalities into the economic
system
and it's done.
Yeah, but people don't want to do it. So if
So we need aliens for that?
Yeah, that's my best case scenario.
So,
which I think is too dreamy.
Yeah.
だからもうやめて。
They may have no sense of morality whatsoever. They may be machines.
そうだよ。
They could be robots. And the scary thing is that the more we look at space, the more we realize how special Earth is. There aren't a lot of planets that are habitable for, you know, that can have life on them.
Within our...
Like, on average, each star on average has 2.5 planets.
Right.
But not many of those planets are suitable for life.
あ、そっか、これ20光年の範囲内にだもんね。
So, our planet could be extremely valuable as a resource for star, you know, space-faring alien civilizations that want to set up a base, for example. They would want a pleasant planet like ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of, in a way, that's kind of optimistic, no?
Why?
In a way. Like, なんかすごい、これスペシャルで超進んでるみたいな。You know what
Earth?
I mean? Yeah.
Earth is incredibly special. Like, I can't even begin to explain how special Earth is. Like, even the particular arrangement of the planets in our solar system is designed, not designed, but it just happens to be in a way so that it can draw comets out of the Kuiper belt and direct them towards Earth. And that's why we have so much water here. Like that the odds of that happening are almost zero.
Yeah, I mean, it's special to us.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if it's so special for the aliens.
Well, for just life. I mean? For just life to develop this way.
So, I don't know. Like, なんかもう、てかとりあえずスティーブン・ホーキンスがやめろって言ったらもうやめといた方がいい。
What?
だって絶対あのうちらより考えてるから、彼の方が考えた結果を言ってくれてるわけでさ、そのプロセスはその頭いい人のさ。
He's opposed to artificial intelligence as well, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Along with all the other people.
Yeah. So, in the past, we have sent transmissions out into space, but most of those transmissions have not been serious attempts to communicate. So, for example, in 1974, there was the Arecibo transmission that we sent, a 1,000 kilowatt transmission to a star cluster called M13. But the problem is, M13 is like 25,000 light years away. So by the time our message gets there, it won't even be in the same place.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just...
これさ、もう送ることは決まっちゃってんのかな？内容を今考えてるってことは。
So they're debating whether or not they should try to get permission, like get permission from the world first.
それやってほしいんですけど、ちょっと勝手にやる前にさ。
So if they do this, I actually think that we will get a response. Just, I've thought about this
okay.
and how many planets there are and how many of them could have life how many different kinds of life could exist. And we're looking at planets that are, like when SETI was established, we didn't even know that other planets existed.
Right.
We didn't know that there were planets out there like this.
Right.
But now we've identified thousands of planets and we know that there's millions, probably billions of planets. And we know about all these planets that are within this 20 light year radius.
Yeah.
And what that means is we'll send a message and we can get a reply within 40 years.
Right.
And if there's intelligent aliens there, we probably will get a reply within 40 years.
Right.
Yeah. When we're like 70-ish,
right,
there's going to be a message from aliens.
Yeah.
If they do this. I think there will, because they can send this message to hundreds of planets.
Yeah.
The odds that one of them would have intelligent life isn't that low, I don't think.
その、だからアドベンチャー的な気持ちが勝って、 もう何どうなってもいいから答えが知りたいみたいなことであれば、もちろんそれはやったらいいけども大変なことになる可能性があるからさ、
yeah.
しかもだってそれでもどうやってみんなからアグリーメントもらうの、世界から。 I mean how does this thing work?
They're thinking about that too.
Like how are they gonna do that? 何この世界 vote?
Well, you can't really get agreement from everyone, right? Like a lot of people are gonna be opposed to it.
So
so
are they gonna ask what, UN?
Well, that'sBecause they don't feel like they could get agreement from the whole world, that's one reason why they might not ask for it.
Right.
Yeah. Ask for forgiveness, not permission. Right.
Right. I mean, like, if I was one of them, if I was in SETI, もうやりたいに決まってるじゃん、そりゃ。
Yeah.
Right? Like, I want to know the answer. That's why I'm working at SETI.
Yeah, well, so, the original mission was listening, but we haven't heard anything.
Right.
So,
Yeah, I don't know. なんか何も今まで聞いたことな、聞いてないっていうことに何か意味がありそうじゃない?
You know what's interesting is how quickly life began on Earth.
Right.
There's been life on Earth.Since 3.8 billion years ago.
Yeah.
That means as soon as the conditions could have allowed Earth to have life,
yeah.
life appeared.
Yeah.
Almost right away.
Yeah.
And what that suggests is that life happens
yeah.
really easily.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we see planets that have conditions that could host life.
Right.
So, because life happens so quickly on Earth, it suggests that there is going to be life on these planets.
Right.
Not all of them, but right. on some of them.
Right.
The tricky part is getting smart, because there's, you know, for 3.8 billion years, life on Earth was really stupid.
Yeah. Well...
It's only since 200,000 years ago that we had human beings.
Yeah. まあでもちょっとどうだろうね。若い人だからちょっと年取ってる人はいいんじゃないっていうかな。若い人はやめてっていうかな。You know what I mean?
I just want to get the answer before I die.
Yeah. Let's just do it.
And then you guys can just deal with the consequences.
Yeah. じゃない?結構それにすごい自己中だけど結構それに左右される気がする。だって私70何とかだったらまあじゃあいいかな。だなんかエイリアンが例えば攻めてきたとしてももう私80とかだったら別にいいや。
You know, I think that's how humans make all their decisions, though.
でしょ?
Not just this.
環境とかもそうだよね、
yeah.
全部。だから私その時だから何今例えば15歳とかでさこれ聞いててじゃあ何あと何十何40年
Yeah, I mean, we have arguments about like, we have arguments about like, oh no, these people are going to lose their jobs versus the consequences for future generations of this planet.
Yeah.
You know, those are in conflict.
Yeah,
it seems like, I mean, if you think about it objectively, it's such an obvious thing, a question to answer.
結局やっちゃうのかね。じゃあそのなんかさ今までのパターンなんか人間のパターン的に言うとさ、うちらもう死んでるしなみたいな。で気になるからやっとくかみたいな。
Yeah.
でちょっと後でそのコンセクエンスとかは後々のまだ生まれてない人たちお願いしますみたいな。
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking about evolution and evolutionary pressures, and we think、yeah. of evolution as something that occurs like on Earth, right? But
right.
aren't meteor impacts an evolutionary force? Because if you don't、
right.
develop the technologyTo stop a meteor impact, and there have been at least 6 major cataclysmic events、
mm.
in that we are aware of. So this happens quite frequently.
Yeah.
So if you don't develop the technology to stop the comet or the meteor, then it resets, right?
Right.
So in a sense, that's an evolutionary force, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then on an even larger scale, Aliens are also an evolutionary force. The same way animals compete with each other, aliens are going to compete with each other in space, right? That can be considered an
evolutionary force. そうね、確かに。だから進化っていうものを地球上だけで見ると確かに問題だけど、それを無視すれば別にね、人類がエイリアンに襲われていなくなったところで、それも進化の過程の一つとして捉えるっていう意味でしょ。Yes. そうね。まあそれを言っちゃうと何でもありになっちゃうけど、そうだよね。自分のエゴを完全に捨てされば、まあそういうこと。
We're not even ready for the meteor yet. We shouldn't be messing with aliens at this point.
Yeah, that's way worse. だって、
What a roll of the dice.
ね、しかもそういう映画大好きじゃん。いつもそういうこと考えてるじゃん、人間。アルマゲドンとかさ、インディペンデンスデイとかさ。
Oh, I just remembered my dream from last night.That it happened in my dream.
What happened? In my alien attack?
My dream was so weird. Like I was surfing, and then there was like, I don't know if a meteor hit or what, but all of a sudden there was like a huge flood, and I ran with these people. I was with like 5 or 6 other people, and we were like, oh shit, we have to get out of here. So we ran back, and for some reason I had a rental car.軽自動車. So we all get in this 軽自動車, and then I drove. We like drove like running away from this like flood, like tsunami. And I drove to, I was driving to Kansas.
Kansas?
From like Japan. It didn't make sense. So that we could get on Richard Branson's like Virgin Galactic spaceship and like escape.
Okay.
Was my dream.
しかもそこ Richard Branson なんだね。
Yeah.
SpaceX じゃないんだ。
Yeah, it was the Virgin Galactic one for some reason.
Okay.
The one that crashed.
Yeah. まあコマーシャルだからかな、あっちの方が。
I don't know.
それが出てきたのか
な。Seems easier to fly.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. It seems like friendlier, no?
Oh, that was such a weird dream.
Like they're not going to judge you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, 次.
A recent survey conducted by information security firm Digital Arts has found that internet addiction is a growing problem for students in Japan. The survey involved 618 students from schools across the country, and on average, high school girls spend 7 hours per day on their cell phones, and high school boys put in about 4 hours. Nearly 10% of the respondents put in at least 15 hours per day of cell phone use. Commonly used applications included messaging apps like Line, sharing apps like Instagram, and games. Recently, research conducted on internet addiction in China has shown that it can cause neurological changes similar to alcohol or cocaine dependence.
情報セキュリティ企業のデジタルアーツが日本の高校生の間でインターネットへの依存が深刻化していると発表しました。全国の高校に通う生徒618人からデータを集めたところ、1日のうち携帯電話を使う時間が女子高生は平均7時間、男子高生は平均4時間だということが分かりました。また全体の 10% が少なくとも1日15時間は携帯電話を見ていると答えました。アプリの中では LINE、Instagram、ゲームが人気でした。中国で発表された最新のネット依存に関する研究で、ネット依存はアルコールやコカインへの依存と同様に人間の神経系に異変をもたらすことが分かっています。これ面白いけど、なんで618人っていうなんか微妙な、少ないよねなんか。
Well, that's a pretty big sample size. I mean, you want to have at least 100. So 618, it's a good sample size.
I don't know. I used to do researches, yeah, like this. And なんか1000とか5000とかの方がなんか安心した自分でそのやる時は。
Well, yeah. I mean, more is better, but 600 is way more than enough
ていうかさ
to get a decent confidence.
Yeah, 平均でさ7時間ってすごいよね。でも女子高生だったらそんぐらいやっちゃうよね、多分。
You see it. When do you see high school girls like not on their phone?
I never really see high school girls.
Really?
そう、私本当に高校生。
Maybe I'm paying more attention.
そうだよ。マイケル見てんでしょ、可愛いこと。だって私全然なんか多分時間帯がさずれすぎてて、 女子高生っていうものをそもそも見てないから、これ聞いてる女子高生の子たちの方が全然わかってると思うんだけど、最近の実態みたいな。私の時ピッチだったし、そもそも、だからアプリとかもないしさ、それでもすごいやってたからね、あの SNS、うん、SMS ショートメッセージ、あの1回10円とかすごい高額だったけど、それでもやってみんなさ親に怒られてたから、今みたいにこうね、別に何通メール送ろうが変わらないとかってなると、もう
The typing was messed up too。
いやなんかさ、しかもあれでしょ、最近この LINE ってあのなんかグループでクラス全員のとかなんかそういうのとかがあって、
うん、
なんかそこでいじめられてる子とかはもう LINE でも疎外感みたいな、
like LINE bullying、
そうとか、なんか既読なのにメール返さないとすごいなんか喧嘩の元になったりとか、なんか結構生活に何食い込んでる LINE が。まあでもティーネイジャーだったらね、うん、それもそうなりそうだけど、
That's a long time to be on your phone. That's like most of your waking time.
そうだよ。でも私も気をつけないと、そういう日あるある、普通にずっと携帯
で何か読んでる。
I don't know. でも多分普通にこの7時間とか全然言ってる時あると思う。
There should be an app that just you install it and it like monitors you。
あるよね、あるある。
Oh, they have it?
Yeah, they have apps for everything. あの、そうそう、なんか自分が設定した時間を超えるとなんかアラートみたいなのが出るのか、電源を切ってくれるのか忘れたけど、なんかあるはず、あったはず。
The fact that they even have that is kind of fucked up.
そう、だからそれぐらいこう依存しちゃってやめれない人が多い。Mm. あと多分常に人とつながってるのに慣れちゃって、ちょっとでも一人になるとすごいなんか無駄に寂しくなっちゃったりとか、なんか世界とつながってないみたいな感じでさ、
The FOMO sets in。
Yeah, FOMO。 そうだから、それがね、ティーネイジャーとかまさにもうちっちゃい、ね、若い時からそれに慣れちゃってるとさ、その孤独感ってすごいんじゃないの。
I've noticed how gaming has changed. Like all the new games, like, so my brother plays games a lot.
Yeah.
And so I was at my 実家 and I was like trying to play a game with him. And he was likeOh, it doesn't have multiplayer. I was like, huh? No split screen? What? It's like, oh, if you want to play with each other, then you have to go on like, the online network thing. So you have to have another, Xbox or another PlayStation.
And, そういうことか。
And not be at the same place. So it's not social. Like when I was growing up, we were all playing like Smabura or Mario Kart, and it's on 64.
Yeah,
and it's.
まあ今も多分 Wii とかはさ、you know, it's designed
to be more social.
Yeah. みんなで一緒の場所で Mario Kart やるみたいな。
The Wii is shit though compared to like the other ones. They're dominating.
なんか最近よく言うのは、だからそのゲームコンソール、まあ Wii。は別として、その Xbox とかプレステっていうのはその何、普通の人っていうの、あんまりゲームに興味ない普通の人っていうのはもうコンソールを買わないで、もう携帯のゲームだけで済ますから、コンソールを買ってる人用にゲームが、そうコンソール買ってるゲーム好きな人用にゲームが作られてるから、すごい難しいじゃん。 Call of Duty とかもそうだけど、おばちゃんとかできないじゃん、そんな急に、っていう意味で、そのどんどんそのギャップが離れてる。
確かに。 If you go online with like Call of Duty or something, like I try, like I'm,
もう無理じゃん。
I'm good, I'm pretty good at video games, but I go online and I'm just, I get killed like 20 times in a row, and I kill like maybe one guy. It's like, this isn't fun.
そうそうそう。だから普通の人はもうできない。参加もできない。だから普通の人っていうのは、
I get bullied. Like people will kill me, and then they do something called teabagging. So they stand on top of your body, and they press the crouch button over and over.
Yeah.
So their character is like crouching on my dead body and standing up like 何回も when I'm dead. And so I can't play because I'm dead. So I have to watch some guy like teabag my dead body on these video games. It's super common.
So weird.
It's like the online bullying thing is in games too.
Okay.
And everyone has microphones.
Ah, yeah.
So people just, they, like yeah, that whole world is really fascinating, because when I'll be trying to play this game, I'm getting killed by like a 12-year-old,
right?
And the 12-year-old kills me.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking shit. Like his voice, he sounds like a girl.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, fuck, you know, yeah, God. Bitch. And it's like, I'm just like getting insulted by this kid.
So bad.
And there, it's like all 12-year-olds that talk shit. And yeah. I'm like, this sucks.
なんかさ、GTA もさ、そのソーシャルなんとかみたいなあるよね。なんか、
oh, really?
そう、それをね、この間ゲームプレイ動画みたいな、見てたの。
The new one?
I don't know. It looks so fun. なんか it's like 5人の男性、
うん、
若いと思うんだよね。多分ティーネイジャーかながみんな自分のキャラクターがいるわけよ。で GTA なんて普通の街じゃん。でなんか、うん、Let's go do that. Let's go do this みたいな感じでみんななんか街でただ遊んでるみたいな。でも本当にみんな外に出て遊んでるみたいな感覚なんだけどゲームの中にいるみたいな。You have to watch this. It's pretty.でもまず現実の世界ではできないことができるわけじゃん。ヘリコプター乗ったりとか、
うん、
you know? だからなんかヘリ運転しに行こうぜみたいな、あいいよいいよみたいな感じですっごい楽しそうなの、仲良しなのね。でも全部それがゲームの中で行われて、多分彼らは実際に友達なんだと思うけど、
huh. So the NPC is going away. The non-playable character, like the character in the video game.
Yeah, it's just the friends. So they all know each other and they're just like hanging outThey're hanging out, 普通に in the video game.
In this virtual world.
Yeah, and they're like laughing so hard and they're having such a great time, you know, and they're experiencing things together. And I don't know if it's good or bad, because especially if they're not in the same room, you know, it's like they're actually alone talking to the screen, but then they're talking to their real friends. So it's kind of...まあ、それは結構なんか見ててほのぼのしたけどね、なんか別になんか人殺したりしてるわけじゃなかったから、 It's like あ楽しそう。
Really? GTA is all killing people, no?
Yeah, but like they're not on the mission of the game. Like they're not really playing the game. So, but 自由度がすごい高いから何でもできるじゃん、だから、
Those role playing games are becoming really popular. It's all like
Like Zelda?
No, like the GTA is role-playing, yeah? You're like a person and you have a... Like Mario Kart is not role-playing at all.
あ、そっか。あれも一応 RPG なの?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's called like MMORPG.
Okay.
Mass Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Game.
Oh, okay. Ah.
Is...
そうだからもう探すご、私とか全然そんなのできないからさ、その何キャンディークラッシュとかでもういっぱいいっぱいじゃん。だからそのゲームの差すごいよね。超簡単なのをマジョリティの人がやってて、マイノリティの人たちがすごいむずいのやってるみたいなさ。
うん、マリオカートは一番いいんだよ。Because it has a handicap. So even if you suck,
そうだね、そうだね。
If you're like shitty, then you get the blue shell.
うん。そう、そうね、なんか同じ部屋にいる方がまだなんとなく健康的な感じがしちゃうよね。
そう。
せめてなんか、
うん、
But I don't know.
Maybe I'm just old. All the young kids wanna shoot each other.
でもだから結局さ、その5人の男の子がそうやってゲームして遊んでるみて、まあ別に害なさそうだしいいんじゃないかなと思ういきや、でもよく考えるとそれが楽しすぎてずっとそれをやってるとしたらさ、外に出てないから日光浴びてないからビタミン D が足りてないとかさ、スクリーン見すぎて不眠症になってるとかさ、いろいろね、実は起きてるかもしれない、何健康的な被害がと思うと心配だよね。なんか
The real world is so much more interesting.
本当はね。
Yeah, my brother spends so much time playing video games. もう病気。
ね、だからそう、こういうもうアディクション。こういうアディクション。いや、携帯とかね、本当。なんか自分が子供とかできたらどうするの？みんなどうしてんの？親とか。何歳で買ってあげて、何時間とか制限するかしないかとかさ。どうしてんだろうね、みんな自分たちで決めるしかないじゃん、そんなの。
There's just no mindfulness. There's no mindfulness anymore.
Yeah.
It's all... So like they're saying, it can cause neurological changes similar to addiction, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's just based on, you know, you have this dopamine system in your body.
Right.
This kind of hijacked reward system. So it's all impulsive. It's like when you're trying to diet and you eat food anyways.
Right, right, right.
You're acting on impulses. And video gaming is the same way. Mm. And they actually deliberately put these reward systems into video games. I mean, you'll notice this. You play video games. It's like level up or whatever it is. You get rare items.
Yeah.
The rare item is such a big thing. But it's just manufactured ways to manipulate the dopamine system in your brain. And what mindfulness is just being aware of your own, taking control of that and making really conscious decisions. And so that's, it's like a new use for meditation. Like I've been using meditation to control like my diet. Like I've been going on a diet recently, but it's just a really powerful tool.
Right.
That just awareness, just really not allowing your impulses to control yourself. It's just really empowering.
Yeah.
And
I
think,
I know what you mean.
They need to like teach that shit in school or something.
そうそう、もう本当にそれにやっぱり支配されてるとすごく生きづらい。だからそのダイエットとかもそうだけど、痩せたいのに食べちゃう。だからそう、痩せたい自分と食べちゃう自分が二人いる、もうスプリットしちゃってる状態。ゲームとかもそうだけど、携帯も見たくないのに見ちゃう、ゲームも やれない方がいいなと思ってるのにやっちゃうとか、そう 2つに分裂してる状態っていうのはすごいやっぱり辛い、
うん、
からなんかね、でも若いとさそこまで考えないでなんかそこに飲み込まれちゃいそうだから怖いよね。
Yeah, mindfulness needs to be taught to little kids.
なんかその LINE とか本当どうなって、そのいじめ、何サイバーいじめとかさどうなってんのか、中高生とか全然さ会う機会がないから何にも分かんないんだけど。
Kids are so ruthless.
全然分かんない。
They're so ruthless. The bullying is so ruthless.
Right. Like, so yeah, like I have no idea what's going on.
Have you've seen the Thug Life memes, yeah? You've seen those?
No.
Have I? There's like all these memes where it's like little kids, like 10-year-old kids say really gangster stuff. And then like it's like a video of a kid, like there's a video of this kid and he's like trying to tie his shoelaces.
Yeah.
And so his older brother's like taking a video of him and he's like, "You can't tie your shoelaces." And the kid looks over at him and he's like, "I can't tie my shoelaces, but I can fuck your bitch." And then and then it like plays this gangster music and it says Thug Life. It's hilarious. But it kind of like highlights how just these young kids have just kind of I don't know, they're so impulsive, you know, they're not thinking things through. And
yeah, they also,
and there's so many wild influences from the internet and games and marketing and commercials.
Yeah.
You know, there's all these commercials that just brainwash kids. It's like, "Oh, I need yokai watchy like now."
Yeah, yeah. Like, なんかその学習能力がすごい高いわけじゃん、子供は大人に比べて。だから何でも吸収するわけでさ。そのネットで過ごして、ネットなんてもうすごいケアスじゃん。
Yeah.
YouTube のコメントとか見てもそうだけど、ひどいじゃん。
Yeah.
あれからいろいろ子どもの その柔らかい脳ですごい大量に吸収しちゃうと思うと怖いよね。なんか
But,
やめて、もっときれいなとこから吸収してみたいな。
Think about the virtual world that exists with games like Call of Duty. You literally have thousands, hundreds of thousands of kids in a virtual universe killing each other.
Yeah.
And they can say whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. The culture is dominant. It's competing and killing this person and teabagging their body and talking shit.
Yeah.
And I was really shocked by the environment that it is. Like I can't handle it. Yet these 12-year-olds are totally cool with all of this stuff.
だからそのテストステロンモーメンツっていうかさ、昔はだから実際に狩りに行ったりとかしてさ、でかい獲物を仕留めてきて。すごいテストステロンが出るわけじゃん。で、よしやったぞみたいな達成感を得るみたいな。だからそれをもう必要ないから、このスクリーンの中で全く同じことをするっていうさ、おかしい、なんか不思議だよね。 I don't know.
Crazy world. Wait till virtual reality with the Oculus Rift shows up.
ね。だから今ですらその Call of Duty とかそういう FPS のゲームってさ、なんかすごいリアルじゃん。
Yeah.
すっごいリアルだから、なんか、it is disturbing to me. Like, you know, call me naive, but it really bothers me sometimes. Like to watch those play videos, yeah. like because it looks real and it's not. I don't know why it's.
Think about how much nicer something like Mario Kart is.
そう、本当そうだよ。
It's totally different.
マリオカートとか超平和じゃん。
Yeah.
運転してるだけだもん。だからそういうのに慣れて育てるからかもしれないけど、とかせめて何ゾンビを殺すとかはさ、もうゾンビだしいいやみたいな、
yeah.
でもああいう風になんか人間対人間でしかも軍で超リアルってなると、
well, and the social aspect has just gotten really messed up. Like、
yeah.
if all these kids were inviting their friends over and they were all playing Mario Kart,、
yeah.
like I mean I'm biased because that's what I grew up with, but、
yeah.
that was like.Good. That was good for me. That was,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
it was like、
yeah.
friends can get together and hang out and,
yeah. So,
you、
man.
know, it was, it's fun. It's not hateful.
Right. At least, yeah. That's、
you、
true.、
Know?
That's true. そうなんだよね。そこだよね、多分。その、マリオカートって例えばビリだったからといって、そんなに、何、rage になる人いないけど。
They need to re-release the N64, bring back like Mario Kart, like,
ゼルダ とか、
yeah. I don't know.
そうね、I don't know.
Feel old. 次、Japanese scientists at Riken's Quantum Metrology Laboratory and the Tokyo University's Graduate School of Engineering have taken precision to the next level using two cryogenically cooled optical lattice clocks. The clocks can be synchronized to within 2×10⁻¹⁸ power, meaning that they are nearly 1,000 times more precise than current international timekeeping standards, which rely on cesium atomic clocks. Scientists believe that the new invention could be useful for something called clock-based geodesy. I'm not sure how to say that word. Geodesy. G-E-O-D-E-S-Y. Relativistic geodesy is a new method for taking measurements of the shape of the Earth utilizing the relativistic time dilation effects of Earth's gravitational field.
東京大学大学院光学系研究科と理研の量子計測研究室が冷却した2台の光格子時計を使い、時間がずれない次世代時計を実現しました。この2台は 2×10 のマイナス18乗の精度で一致し、これは従来のセシウム原子時計の1000倍の精度を意味し、つまり1秒のズレが生じるのに160億年かかります。今後ナビゲーションシステムのほか、火山活動や地殻変動の観測などさまざまな用途に応用が可能です。私時計全然詳しくないんだけどさ、1秒のズレが生じるのに160億年、普通の時計は1秒のズレにどんぐらいかかるの？
Well, there's a lot of different types of clocks. You have like quartz. You've got a lot of clocks now are what do you call it? Like radio synchronized.
Okay.
So like on the hour, they receive a radio signal that、
okay.
that corrects the time、
mm.
on the watch.、
Mm.
But like mechanical watches are very inaccurate, and you have to, they'll be off by a few minutes within like a week or something. I mean, it depends how well they're made.
Okay.
But I don't know. What kind of watch are you using?
I don't have a watch.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
持ってない。うん。
This has the radio thing. This like 6-band.
Okay.
Casio. Yeah.
そう、時計なんか欲しかった時あったんだけど、どういうのを買っていいか分かんなくて結局買ってない。
I've gone with the most practical.
Right. So, practical 大事だよね。なんか昔、昔の彼氏に、
yeah.
なんかグッチのおしゃれな時計をもらったのね。
Yeah.
だけど、なんか文字盤が全くなくて、2時なのか1時なのかもよく分かんないみたいな。
Yeah.
超不便だった。なんか意味あんのかこれみたいな。
Everyone's using watches as like fashion accessories. I'm like one of the only people I know that just has a watch because I want to know what time it is.
なんかさ、懐中時計ってあるじゃん。チェーンついてる昔の。
Yeah.
あれをさ、いちいち持ち歩いて取り出して時間見るとか超めんどくさいって思ってさ、多分腕時計ができたんだろうけどさ、今戻ってるよね。携帯をカバンから取り出して時間を見てるわけだからさ。
Yeah. Your cell phone works as like a pocket watch.
そう。そうそう。だから昔のトレンドじゃん、そんなの。
They don't really advertise that function. Like when you're buying the iPhone, they're like, it's also a pocket watch.
そうだね。
They don't say that.
そうだね。もうみんな当たり前と思ってるからね。時計が。だって今、flashlight もついてるしね。もう何もいらない。
Watch technology is going backwards, is what I've noticed. It's going backwards.
What do you mean?
Because
watch technology.
Like the technology that's in watches is completely going backwards. Like the watches that are sold now, like the Nixon and stuff, it's like, it's not waterproof, it breaks easily, it's unreliable, you can't tell what the fuck time it is. Like, what? You know, Casio came out with a watch in like 1987, I think. That didn't even have a battery. It used a super capacitor, and it was solar powered.
Right,
in 87, Casio came out with this shit, and now like all the watches are just these dumb, like not waterproof, not solar powered, just dumb watches that I don't know. It's weird.
そんなにフィーチャーいらないもんね。携帯あるからってことでしょ。電卓とか、
so.
時計に電卓とか別についてなくていいやみたいな。
They cost more too.
Right, right.
It's so silly.
Yeah.
You can buy the Casio supercapacitor watch for like probably like 1,800 yen or something on Amazon.
でもやっぱりサラリーマンとかはみんなさ、時計してるよねきっと。まだ。
Mm.
Did I say Siri just now? No, right?
I don't know.
今急に Siri が喋った。怖い。
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know. She's possessed.
It's the NSA.
Yeah, listening to our conversation. Yeah. Our public conversation.
your pocket watch talks. やばいね。
どうでもいいよね。
Yeah, so these are... these...
そう、これは。すごいんだよね、でも。すごいってことでしょ?
Yeah, so the relativistic effects, the time dilation, basically, when there's more gravity, time slows down. So for example, time moves slower on Earth than in space.
Right.
Because Earth has gravity.
Right.
If you're moving faster relative to something else, then time moves more slowly.
Right.
And there are like other effects as well, but this is just to measure. Essentially, I guess they're going to use that relativistic effect to measure the shape of the Earth, because if the shape of the Earth changes, that's reflected in the gravitational effects on the watch or on these clocks, right?
Okay.
And so they can tell by the difference between these clocks. They can tell. If the shape of the earth changes.
ああ、そういうこと。え、じゃあこの2台は離れた場所にある。全然離れた場所にあるってこと?
Yes. They would probably make more of these and place them in different, you know, either different places on earth or different places in orbit. And then they can use, they're so accurate that they can measure the time dilation caused by fluctuation in gravity caused by changes in the shape of the earth.
Right.
Yeah. Even now they have to adjust they compensate for these effects for like geostationary satellites and stuff.
Okay. 難しいよね。なんかあの、説明してもらえればそのこの人たちから多分いっぱい質問とか思い浮かぶと思うんだけど。
Well, it's not that difficult, I don't think.
Sounds difficult.
If you just understand,
だって二かける十のマイナス十八乗で it's like okay, you lost me.
Yeah, that's just a very that's a fraction of a second, right?
Right.
So it's just a measurement of time. It's just that's the margin of error essentially.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just that. だからその時計のズレに関して考えたことないから。
Yeah, caused by gravity.
なんかそれが意味する、それを直すことによって、だからこういう何応用できますっていうさ、この火山活動の観測とか。
Mm.
そこまでパッとは分かんないじゃん。
Okay, so variation in the shape of the Earth is gonna correlate to activity under the Earth's crust, right? So they can monitor. They may be able to use these clocks in order to predict earthquakes, for example. I think that's one of the reasons why Japan is particularly interested in these phenomena. Yeah.
そっかそっか。そういうことか。すごいね、でも東大と理系。
This is really like next level shit to be able to use these relativistic effects for something as practical as understanding fluctuations in the Earth's activities and potentially save lives.
Right. そうだね。災害とかね。
Yeah.
すごいね。
So, yeah, very cool.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. そう最近なんかねこうネガティブなの多かったから、よかった今日は。
Yep.
Yep. Amazon で宇宙トレーナーまだ売っていますので、
はい、
興味ある方はぜひお願いします。
お願いします。
あ、今日か明日発売のあのクイックジャパンっていうサブカル雑誌があるんだけど、そこでなんかあのマミ祝結婚みたいななんかインタビュー記事を、あの書いてくれたので。今日あの本屋さんとかで見かけたら見てみてください。引き続き Facebook、Twitter、Instagram、お願いします。質問とかは Twitter で聞いてくれると答えやすいです。
Yep, also the transcripts as well.
Yeah.
The last episode hasn't been released yet. But I'll probably release it along with this episode.
Okay.Yeah. So tomorrow, maybe?
Maybe. I'm waiting on an Apple approval thing.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so yeah. 文字起こしのテキストも、アプリから購入できますのでよろしくお願いします。
はい。
以上かな。なんかさ、写真載せるとさ、インスタグラムにすごいみんな優しいよね。絶対なんかさ、いいことを言ってくれるじゃん。
Instagram is one of the friendlier.
ね。インスタグラム本当優しいよね、みんな。まあツイッターもみんな大体優しいけど、インスタグラムすごい嬉しい。なんかみんなめっちゃ優しいじゃんって思って。あのマイケルのね写真綺麗だったね。
富士山。
そう。
Yeah, it looked amazing in person.
I bet. It was pretty, really pretty. Okay.
はい。
終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.